Hurricane Isaac is downgraded but still leaves a mess. Gang violence is disrupting ministry in Honduras, and Kyrgyzstan's government is in crisis. More on these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As Hurricane Isaac stalled over the Gulf Coast, battering the area with heavy rain and wind, ministries have been affected. Director of EFCA's Touch Global, Mark Lewis, says they're just one organization working there following Hurricane Katrina 7 years ago. He says their ministry center was hit. Right now, Touch Global is in damage assessment mode.
First priority is just going to be to get an assessment of our staff, make sure that homes are intact. The second aspect will be looking at our ministry center, getting our logistical operations reestablished, and then we'll be connecting with our local partners.
Once Isaac has passed, Lewis believes the spiritual will have to be addressed, as Katrina is still on people's minds.
One of the untold stories will be the lingering effect emotionally on people, and again, that just provides a great opportunity to speak of eternity, of hope, of Jesus.
Your support is needed to help with immediate needs. There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, a child development center in Honduras has been reopened. Intense gang violence caused it to close down last week. Tim Glenn with Compassion International says kids, especially young girls, are still at risk.
These are kids who have to walk through dangerous areas to get to school every day.
More than 3,000 women and girls were slaughtered over the past 2 years. In developing nations like Honduras, short-staffed authorities aren't much help.
Gangs outweigh the police department.
Glenn says the only way to address this problem is by changing the community. Compassion initiates change through community outreach, training, and education. But the gospel sparks the greatest change.
We see more headway when we talk in these communities about the love of Christ than we ever do shouting at somebody to get them to stop the violence.
At missionnetworknews.org, we'll show you how you can help protect kids through child sponsorship and donations. Pray that God protects vulnerable kids in Honduras. This is Mission Network News. Another government in a predominantly Muslim nation has fallen. This time, it's a former Russian republic, the Republic of Kyrgyzstan. Slavic Gospel Association has limited work in the country because of religious freedom issues. SGA's Joel Griffith says this isn't the first issue in Kyrgyzstan, but he describes what happened here.
The most recent flare-up is this collapse of the coalition government. Two parties apparently withdrew in protest, and Reuters says basically their objections were the bad economy and alleged corruption.
Griffith says the evangelical church has been under fire the last few years. According to Griffith, prayer is essential.
We really need to intercede for the churches there, that the Lord would use this situation to somehow open the door for these churches to be able to free to worship and also to proclaim the gospel. That doesn't certainly go with the trends that's going on there, but the Lord can do anything, and that needs to be our prayer.
Like this story at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Forum 18 News Services, Tajikistan has added new punishments for non-Islamic religious activity. New penalties were added to punish people who send Tajik citizens abroad for religious education and those who establish ties with outside religious organizations. Punishment could amount to significant fines. The government is also allowing a state committee to hand out punishment instead of the courts. Ask God to protect Tajik believers who face persecution. And over the past year, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board has reached hundreds in desolate areas of Southeast Asia. Well, this week, local believers will follow up on creative access programs. They'll distribute Bibles, lead new fellowships, and plant churches. IMB's creative access programs allow believers to share the gospel with people who live and work in extreme remote areas. Pray for strength and endurance for believers during this time of follow-up ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation and Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.